I'm getting ready to go to a festival, a literary festival that'll take place in the Falls Hotel in County Clare in Ireland, in a little village called Ennisdiamon. And it's taking place on the 18th of May, and it's all about Dylan Thomas. So as part of my preparation for this festival, I'm going to have a go at reading a few Dylan Thomas poems on Audioboo over the next few weeks. So this morning I'm got in my hand a book called The Dylan Thomas Omnibus, and I'm going to read a poem called Lament. And it comes in the book immediately after Dylan Thomas's probably most famous poem, Do Not Go Gently. Do not go gentle into that good night. But this is a poem called Lament, and it's got five stanzas. And just to help you with it, I think there's a line in each of the stanzas, which is called Sighed an Old Ramrod Dying Of. And in the first one it's dying of women, and the second one is dying of bitches, and the third one is dying of welcome, and the fourth dying of downfall, and in the fifth and final one is dying of strangers. So it's possible that basically the whole of the rest of each stanza is from the point of view of the old ramrod. But anyway, see what you make of it yourself. It's a fairly longish poem. It'll probably take about 5 minutes to read. So here we go. Lament by Dylan Thomas. When I was a windy boy in a bit, and the black spit of the chapel fold, sighed the old ramrod dying of women, I tiptoed shy in the gooseberry wood. The rude owl cried like a telltale tit. I skipped in a blush as the big girls rolled nine pin down on the donkey's common, and on seesaw Sunday nights I wooed whoever I would with my wicked eyes. The whole of the moon I could love and leave, all the green-leaved little weddings' wives in the coal-black bush, and let them grieve. When I was a gutsy man and a half, and the black beast of the Beatles' pews, sighed the old ramrod dying of bitches, not a boy and a bit in the wick, dipping moon and drunk as a new-dropped calf, I whistled all night in the twisted flues. Midwives grew in the midnight ditches, and the sizzling beds of the town cried, quick! Whenever I dove in a breast-high shoal, wherever I ramped in the clover quilts, whatsoever I did in the coal black night, I left my quivering prints. When I was a man, you could call a man, and the black cross of the holy house, sighed the old ramrod dying of welcome, brandy and ripe in my bright brass prime, no spring-tailed tom in the red hot town, with every simmering woman his mouse, but a hillocky bull in the swelter of summer come in his great good time to the sultry bidding herds. I said, oh, time enough when the blood creeps cold, and I lie down but to sleep in bed for my sulking, skulking, coal-black soul. When I was a half of the man I was, and served me right as the preacher's worn, sighed the old ramrod, dying of downfall. No flailing calf or cat in a flame, or hickory bull in milky grass, but a black sheep with a crumpled horn. At last the soul from its foul mouse hole slunk pouting out when the limp time came, and I gave my soul a blind, slashed eye, grizzle and rind and a roarer's life, and I shoved it into the coal-black sky to find a woman's soul for a wife. Last stanza. Now I am a man no more, no more, and a black reward for a roaring life, sighed the old ramrod, dying of strangers. Tidy and cursed in my dove-cooed room, I lie down thin and hear the good bell's jaw. For, oh, my soul found a Sunday wife in the cold black sky, and she bore angels. Harpies around me out of her womb, chastity prays for me, piety sings, innocence sweetens my last black breath. Modesty hides my thighs in her wings, and all the deadly virtues plague my death. Phew! Well, it was bloody good to read. I hope it was powerful to listen to for you too. And there'll be a lot more of Dylan Thomas in County Clare at the first ever Dylan Thomas Literary Festival coming soon on the 18th, 19th and 20th of May. Bye-bye.